The first of our top five Spanish questions is ¿dónde? ¿Dónde meaning where? ¿Dónde? If we want to say where is it, we say ¿dónde está? ¿Dónde está? ¿Dónde está? So ¿dónde está? Where is it? It's two words, ¿dónde está? But said quickly, ¿dónde está? ¿Dónde está? Where is it? And we can say, as well as where is it, it's where is something. So, ¿dónde está? Is where is it? But if we want to say, where is the station? We say, la estación, so, ¿dónde está? Where is it? But, ¿dónde está la estación? Where is the station? We can use it to ask, where is somebody? María. Let's put María there instead of the station. How would you say, where is María? ¿Dónde está María? ¿Dónde está María? If we want to say, where are they? So, ¿dónde está is where is it? What about where are they? To make something from an it or a he, she, it into a they, we just add the letter N to the verb. So, ¿dónde están is where are they? ¿Dónde están? Where are they? And we can say where are certain things. So, where are the toilets? The toilets, a bit like the services, los servicios. Los servicios. So how would you say, where are the toilets? ¿Dónde están los servicios? ¿Dónde están los servicios? If you said, ¿dónde está? Without the N, ¿dónde está los servicios? You'll be understood, but it would mean, where is the toilets? Which obviously isn't as grammatically correct as, where are the toilets? ¿Dónde están los servicios? Somebody might, or you might want to ask, where are your friends? Your friends. Your friends are tus amigos. Tus amigos. Your friends, tus amigos. How would you say, where are your friends? ¿Dónde están tus amigos? ¿Dónde están tus amigos? Where are your friends? ¿Dónde están tus amigos? So, where is and where are? Or where is it and where are they? And a little extension for our more advanced learners. Another word that means is or is it is es. Es. And beginners sometimes make the mistake of saying ¿dónde es? Because the words do actually mean, where is it? ¿Dónde es? But this version of is, es, this version, cannot be used to ask where a place is. But it is used to say where an event is taking place. So where is the party? Where is the meeting? Where is whatever event might be occurring? The word for the meeting is la reunión, like a reunion, la reunión. So, how would you say, where is the meeting? Where is the meeting? What would that be? ¿Dónde es la reunión? ¿Dónde es la reunión? And we can only use es here because it's an event that's taking place. We're not referring to the place. If it's a place, it's got to be ¿dónde está? Or ¿dónde están? The word for the party is la fiesta. La fiesta. How would you say, where is the party? ¿Dónde es la fiesta? ¿Dónde es la fiesta? Because you're not asking for the, you're not saying where is the place, where is, I don't know, the station, whatever it might be. You're asking where is the event taking place, where is it taking place? And one last word we're going to add is quedamos. quedamos. And quedamos means we meet or shall we meet. So how would you say simply, where shall we meet? Two words, where shall we meet? ¿Dónde quedamos? ¿Dónde quedamos? Where shall we meet? So just a nice, useful question. ¿Dónde quedamos? Okay, so that was number one. On to number two. To say how much in Spanish, think of quantity. And when you think of quantity, think of cuánto. Cuánto is how much. Cuánto, quantity, how much. You might want to say, how much does it cost? Cuánto cuesta. Cuánto cuesta. How much does it cost? Cuánto cuesta. And we could say, let's say the ticket, like the entrance ticket, the ticket. La entrada, la entrada. So how would you say, how much costs the ticket? We would actually say, how much does the ticket cost? But in Spanish, it's the other way around. So how do you say, how much costs the ticket? ¿Cuánto cuesta la entrada? ¿Cuánto cuesta la entrada? How much does the ticket cost? And it's very useful to be able to say, how much does this cost? So let's add in the word for this. Esto. Esto. Esto is this. Esto. So how would you say, how much costs this? How much does this cost? What would that be? ¿Cuánto cuesta esto? ¿Cuánto cuesta esto? How much costs this? How much does this cost? If you want to say, how long does something take in time? How long? In Spanish they say, how much time? How much time? Not how long, how much time? And the word for time is tiempo. Tiempo. So how would you say in Spanish, how long? ¿Cuánto tiempo? ¿Cuánto tiempo? How long? How long? ¿Cuánto tiempo? And the word for there is or there are, it's the same word. There is or there are is hay. Hay. H-A-Y. Hay. There is or there are. How would you say, how much time is there? Like, how much time is there left? How much time is there? What would that be? ¿Cuánto tiempo hay? ¿Cuánto tiempo hay? ¿Cuánto tiempo hay? So, ¿cuánto? How much? Quantity. If we want to say how many, we just have to make how much plural. So how do you think you'll change cuánto to be in plural? We just add an S and say cuántos. Cuántos, like quantities. Cuántos. Cuántos. How would you say how many are there? It's just going to be two words. How many are there? What would that be? ¿Cuántos hay? ¿Cuántos hay? How many are there? Let's add in the word trains to say how many trains are there. How many trains are there? The word for trains is trenes. Tren is train. Trenes, trains. Trenes. How would you say how many trains are there? ¿Cuántos trenes hay? ¿Cuántos trenes hay? So, ¿cuánto? How much? ¿Cuántos? How many? So, let's go back over this. How would you say, how much does the ticket cost? ¿Cuánto cuesta la entrada? ¿Cuánto cuesta la entrada? If you want to say, how much does it cost by itself? ¿Cuánto cuesta? How would you say, how long is there? How long is there? ¿Cuánto tiempo hay? ¿Cuánto tiempo hay? How about how many are there? How would you say that? ¿Cuántos hay? ¿Cuántos hay? How would you say How many trains are there? ¿Cuántos trenes hay? ¿Cuántos trenes hay? Of course, this could be substituted with cars, people, whatever you might want to say. ¿Cuántos? How many? And before we go on to our next of the top five Spanish questions, I'll just mention the Pro Spanish Levels 1 to 6 course, which is available for download at prospanish.co.uk. We have now had thousands of adults who have learnt Spanish from scratch with Pro Spanish and become confident speakers of Spanish, and you can check out their comments on the website too. Okay, and on to our fourth of our top five questions. And for number four, it sounds a bit similar to cuánto, but in fact it's cuándo. Cuándo is when. Cuándo, when. And let's use this with when does it arrive and when does it leave. Llega, it arrives. Sale, it leaves. Llega, it arrives. Sale, it leaves. How would you say, when does it arrive? Cuando llega. Cuando llega. Let's say the train, the bus, the boat, the plane, whatever it might be. How about when does it leave? Cuando sale. Cuando sale. And we could add something to be more specific. So we could say, when does the train leave? When does the bus leave? And we'll add in el tren, the train, el autobús, the bus. El tren, el autobús. So in Spanish we say, when arrives the train? When leaves the bus? So how would you say, when does the train leave? ¿Cuándo sale el tren? ¿Cuándo sale el tren? How about, when does the bus arrive? ¿Cuándo llega el autobús? ¿Cuándo llega el autobús? And how about, when does the bus leave? When does the bus leave? ¿Cuándo sale el autobús? ¿Cuándo sale el autobús? And of course, in this column, we could have any number of things. So we could have el avión, the plane. ¿Cuándo sale el avión? When does the plane leave? Etc. And the whole thing about this kind of teaching is that you're learning the key structures. It's all about, if you want to learn a language properly, it's about learning the structures. It's very easy to slot in the vocabulary that you pick up on the way, but if you don't have the structures, you can never learn to become conversational in a language. Okay, and let's add in cuando es. Cuando es. And that's to say when is something. We never say cuando está. This is for those of you who are a little bit more advanced and know that there are two ways of saying is. Es and está. To say when is something, it's cuando es. When is. And I'm not sure if you remember, but right at the beginning, we did the meeting. La reunión. La reunión. So how would you say, when is the meeting? ¿Cuándo es la reunión? When is the meeting? ¿Cuándo es la reunión? And we also learnt, in that same, I think we were doing ¿dónde? Where? We learnt, shall we meet? Shall we meet? And shall we meet was quedamos. Quedamos. So how would you say, when shall we meet? ¿Cuándo quedamos? ¿Cuándo quedamos? I'm just going to sneak in at this point another question to go with ¿cuándo? Because often instead of ¿cuándo? Instead of when, we say at what time? What time? And what time in Spanish is quite easy to remember because it's at what hour? ¿A qué hora? ¿A qué hora? At what hour? At what time? ¿A qué hora? How would you say, at what time does the train leave?
¿A qué hora sale el tren?
How would you say, what time is the meeting?
¿A qué hora es la reunión?
How would you say, what time shall we meet?
¿A qué hora quedamos?
¿A qué hora quedamos? How would you say, what time does the train arrive? What time does the train arrive? We could say, en Madrid, in Madrid. How would you say that?
¿A qué hora llega el tren en Madrid? ¿A qué hora llega el tren en Madrid?
Okay, and on to our final question, number 5 of our top 5. And this is a very, very common question word, and it's ¿qué? ¿Qué is what? And you'll hear this a lot, not just because what comes up in a lot of questions, but it's also used to say, like, what? I didn't hear you. Like in English, we'd often say, sorry, or excuse me. In Spanish, it's very common just to say, ¿qué? And it's not rude in Spanish. So, ¿qué? What? And there are some very obvious verbs that we can reuse from what we've done already. So we could put in there, es, ¿qué es? What is it? ¿Qué es? What is it? ¿Qué es esto? What is this? What's this? ¿Qué es esto? But let's use some verbs which you will hear a lot, and it'll be very useful if you can use ¿qué? With these verbs. These are the kind of most used. Okay, so pasa, ¿qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? Is what's happening, what's going on. Literally meaning what passes, what passes. ¿Qué pasa? But it's used to say, like, what's up, what's happening. ¿Qué pasa? And if you want to say, what do you want? ¿Quieres? Is you want. ¿Quieres? You want. How would you say, what do you want?
¿Qué quieres? ¿Qué quieres? ¿Qué quieres?
The word dices, dices is you say, you say. In Spanish, for saying, what are you saying? They would say, what do you say? What do you say? We would say, what are you saying? In the same way as what is happening, not what happens, or what passes. So, do you say, dices, dices? So how would we say, what are you saying?
¿Qué dices? ¿Qué dices?
What are you saying?
¿Qué dices? ¿Qué dices?
You look for, in Spanish, is buscas, buscas. In English, we would say, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? In Spanish, it's just two words saying, what you look for, what you look for. So how would you say, what you look for? What are you looking for?
¿Qué buscas? ¿Qué buscas? ¿Qué buscas?
And to extend this a little bit, let's just add in the word now. Now. Ahora. 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 You can see that word for the hour in there again. Ahora. Ahora. Now. So how would we say, what's happening now? What's happening now?
¿Qué pasa ahora?
¿Qué pasa ahora? What's happening now? And remember, it could also mean what's happening as in what's up, like how are you? ¿Qué pasa? ¿Qué pasa? How would you say, what do you want now?
¿Qué quieres ahora?
¿Qué quieres ahora? But of course, it could just be ¿qué quieres? As in, what would you like? What would you like? What do you want to drink? ¿Qué quieres tomar? That would be, what do you want to drink? And how would you say, what are you looking for now?
¿Qué buscas ahora?
¿Qué buscas ahora? And that concludes today's Pro Spanish lesson. As mentioned before, if you are looking to become a confident speaker of Spanish, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the
levels 1 to 6 course, which takes the complete beginner up to a conversational level of Spanish.